From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Economists are predicting a drop in the U.S. unemployment rate when the August numbers on jobs are released this morning. The Labor Department report is expected to show about 220,000 jobs were added during the month, with a slight decline in the jobless rate. It was 5.3% in July. It was a down day for stocks in Asia ahead of this morning's U.S. employment report. Japan's Nikkei index lost more than 2% to slip to a seven-month low. For the week, the Nikkei lost 7%. Stocks are also lower in early European trading. Kim Davis is behind bars in Kentucky. The Rowan County clerk was jailed after a judge declared Davis in contempt of court for refusing to issue marriage licenses because of her religious objections to same-sex marriage. Rylan Barton with Kentucky Public Radio reports deputy clerks are now in charge of her office.
The Rowan County Clerk's Office has six deputy clerks, five of whom have reluctantly agreed to issue marriage licenses despite their jailed boss's wishes. County Clerk Kim Davis adopted a no-marriage license policy in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision legalizing same-sex marriage. Davis says she doesn't want her deputies signing off on marriages and that the licenses won't be valid without her approval. A federal judge threatened to hold the deputy clerks in contempt if they didn't issue marriage licenses. All but one deputy clerk, who is also Kim Davis's son, said they will. Davis will remain in jail until she complies with the judge's order to issue marriage licenses. For NPR News, I'm Rylan Barton in Ashland, Kentucky.
Authorities in California are searching for a gunman who killed one person and wounded two others on the campus of Sacramento City College. As Danielle Carson reports, all of the shooting victims were students.
The students were shot at a campus parking lot. One was pronounced dead at the scene. Another was shot several times and is being treated at a hospital. A bullet grazed the third victim. Students say it took about 45 minutes for the school's alert system to notify them about the shootings. Police locked down the campus for several hours while they conducted a classroom-by-classroom sweep for the gunman. A police helicopter searched without success the campus and surrounding area for the suspect. Family members of one of the victims gathered at the scene. They were angry that a video was posted online showing one of the victims receiving CPR from a relative. Classes are expected to resume today. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
Authorities in northern Illinois are hoping a security camera video will provide clues in the search for three suspects in the fatal shooting of a veteran police lieutenant. That video was recovered from a homeowner's security system. Investigators say it shows three people near the scene of the shooting in Fox Lake. That's about 60 miles north of Chicago. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama welcomes Saudi Arabia's king to the White House this morning. That nuclear deal with Iran and its security implications in the Middle East is expected to be one of the major topics of discussion. Saudi Arabia is concerned about Iran's access to tens of billions of dollars once it sees relief from sanctions. The group Human Rights Watch is reporting cluster bombs have been used in five countries this year: Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Ukraine, some by government forces, some by ISIS. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports many civilians have been killed by the munitions, which were banned in 2008.
Human Rights Watch reports Syrian government forces and ISIS are continuing to use cluster bombs. And advocacy director Mary Wareham says the Saudi Arabia-led coalition began using these weapons in Yemen after the start of its operation against Houthi rebels at the end of March.
We recorded the use of airdropped U.S.-made cluster munitions of two types that we believe were dropped by either Saudi Arabia or another member of the coalition.
Wareham says the Saudi coalition has used cluster munition rockets in at least seven attacks in Yemen's northwestern region, killing and wounding dozens of civilians. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The NFL says it will appeal a federal judge's decision to vacate the four-game suspension given to New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. That involved his alleged role in using underinflated footballs in January's AFC title game. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.